are back in our meeting to look at our next agenda item. I think it's the first draft of the oversight report, committee secretary.
Good morning, Chair. The next item, as you indicated, would be the first draft of the oversight report. We distributed that report on Monday afternoon, and we indicated to members that editing is ongoing, and there may still be some changes in the body of the report, but it will be more to ensure that we accurately capture the information in the body. And we also then requested parties to submit concluding remarks and recommendations for consideration. And we have received, so Chair, we have received proposals from the African National Congress, and in that regard, and no other party has submitted. Chair, we will then ask you if you want us to go through the report or just focus on the concluding remarks, because members had an opportunity to read through that. And as I indicated, the body may change in terms of just more information added to the report. I'll be guided by you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I think as members have received the report previously and had an opportunity to peruse the content, let's go straight to the concluding remarks. Thank you very much.
Chair has indicated that the ANC was the only party submitting concluding remarks, and there were some issues that we as dictated wish to raise, but we raised it at the point of where we want clarity. Chair, the first concluding remark is the committee welcomed the process implemented by the NRCS to resolve the inaccurate estimation of labour revenue, which has resulted in ongoing audit qualification. The committee is of the view that the various undertakings by the NRCS should eliminate future audit qualifications. Jay, are we going cross by bullet point by point, and maybe members comment on each point before we proceed, Chair? If there's any changes they wish to make.
Yes, I think let's go point by point and give other parties an opportunity to add. I just need to take an urgent call. You may proceed.
Chair, there's no hands for point one. I'll move to point two. The committee welcomed the significant progress that had been made by the NRC with regard to the implementation of its ICT modernization project, with its key goal to improve the efficiency of the NRCS services to its customers. Chair, if there's no hands, I'll proceed to number three. The processing of LOAs has benefited from the modernization process, with 92% of application finalized within 120 days. The committee welcomed the implementation of the risk-based approach, which resulted in low-risk products being processed much quicker, and the 30-day cancellation policy for applicants who failed to address findings within 30 days from the date that the finding had been raised.
Thank you very much. Any additions? I don't see any hands, so you can continue.
Chair, point number
until
four.
We see a hand.
No problem, Chair.
Thank you.
Point number four, the committee would encourage the NRCS to continue enhancing its inspection capabilities in processing of LOAs, and that there is sufficient capacity to conduct inspections in the market. So the yellow bit is, if we captured correctly what they wanted us to capture, Chair, there.
What are you proposing?
We propose the red, Chair, and whether it is captured correctly in terms of what you've originally proposed, Chair.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
There's no hand, yes,
you can proceed.
Point number five, The committee furthermore welcomed the NRCS undertaking to complete its modernization process during the 2022-23 financial year with 1, the implementation of the central regulatory and workflow system, 2, enhancing ICT governance and cybersecurity controls, 3, implementing phase 2 of the enterprise resource planning, which include audit, risk and legal, and 4, implementing the customer contact center solution. Our procedure, the committee noted that NRCS recent efforts to increase stakeholder engagement, to raise consumer awareness of its programs, especially within vulnerable rural communities. The committee welcomed its inclusive approach towards these engagements by soliciting the assistance of local councillors, local traditional leaders, chiefs, as well as local police, as well as the local police to assist and facilitate such community engagement to ensure successful community participation and engagement. We go to 7, Chair. The committee was concerned by the NRC's unfunded mandate in terms of legal metrology, process meets, and the national building regulation and standard. It urged the minister to facilitate the development of appropriate funding mechanisms of these mandates and to publish the relevant regulations in this regard. The committee welcomed the progress made by SAP since it has been placed under administration in 2018. The turnaround strategy yielded significant results with the initial stabilization of the organization, addressing its operational challenges and placing the SAP on a new strategic course going forward. Number 9. The committee appreciated the success of its sales and marketing strategy that contributed to the improvement of its financial performance of SAP's commercial, the retention of more clients, and the growth of its client base. The committee welcomed the launch of the local content grading system in support of the reimagined industrial strategy to drive localization. The system is critical to verify compliance with local content designations, to grow the manufacturing base, and create jobs. The committee acknowledged the recent capital expenditure by SARS to address some of its infrastructure challenges and the significant investment in maintenance at the Groenkloof campus. However, it noted the urgency with which the SAPS had to address the aging auxiliary pipelines and its financial constraints to replace the pipelines. The committee applauded the SAP's use of alternative funding models and the mechanisms to upgrade some of its laboratories, such as the Pump Laboratory, which has had a positive effect on its competitiveness and an ability to save on its electricity and water bills. But the committee remained concerned about the impact of ongoing theft of electricity cables off campus on the operations of laboratories that require sustained conditions over longer periods of time, as this has negatively affected the SAP's ability to retain some of its client base. The committee encouraged SAPs to explore solutions such as the rerouting ESCOM's electricity cables and alternative energy generation options to resolve the impact of unreliable electricity supply and to reduce its electricity bill. Given the substantive capital expenditure at the SAP campus, the committee was concerned that SAP was unable to ensure its facilities while it remained under administration. Therefore, it urged the minister to finalize the appointment of the board and the chief executive officer. 16, the committee acknowledged the improvement in SAP's labor relations between its management and the labor union. It encourages the SAP to strengthen its labor relations and to continue consulting labor in an open and transparent manner. The committee welcomed the joint management meetings instituted between the NRCS and the SAP to deal with operational issues to further foster collaboration and cooperation. Number 18, the committee was concerned by the slow progress in the development of the Nkomazi SEZ since its designation in 2018. There were also disparities between the Mpumalanga Department of Economic Development and Tourism and the DTIC's reporting on the progress made in developing the SEZ, such as the status of the SEZ entity and the number of investors in the pipeline. The committee was of the view that there were no clear plan that outlined cost of and timeframes for developing the SEZ, as well as the strategy to attract investors. 20. Given the lack of legislative certainty on the legal status of communal land, the committee was concerned about security of land tenure of additional land that would form part of the SEZ, as it may negatively impact on investment. The committee welcomed support by the DTIC to revitalize industrial parks to stimulate the rural economies and create rural employment. However, the committee was concerned by the Mpumalanga Economic Growth Agency's inadequate management and human resource capacity at Ekandastria and the lack of financial resources to maintain the park. Furthermore, the committee was concerned about the debt owed to the city of Tshwane for bulk electricity supply. It was of the view that the Mpumalanga Department of Economic Development and Tourism should expedite partnership with the city of Tshwane regarding the maintenance of the electricity infrastructure to address distribution losses. In addition, the committee encourages the Mpumalanga Economic Growth Agency to implement its collection policies to assist with its cash flow to pay this debt and keep its account current. The committee was of the view that the department should facilitate the resolution of partnership between the Mpumalanga Economic Growth Agency and the city of Tshwane to ensure that there is effective cooperation in relation to the operations of the industrial park. Chair, I'll maybe ask Margaret just to speak on the ownership of this matter, Chair, and to clarify the point that is highlighted in yellow.
So, Chair, I think we were slightly not confused, but weren't clear on the point that the ANC was trying to make. In terms of the ownership currently, the park is owned by Mpumalanga Economic Growth Agency. Our understanding that based on the deliberations that there was a concern about the demarcation of Bronkhorstspruit, which had moved from Mpumalanga to Gauteng, and that this was affecting how the relationship was between the city and the agency. So in our minds, it's an issue about cooperation and a partnership that needs to be developed, because the demarcation issue is outside of our mandate as the committee.
Okay, can I just check are you saying that we must change this, that this needs to be changed or reworded?
Proposed wording based on the understanding I've just expressed. So the ANC needs to just confirm whether they're happy with the rewording or whether they want a stronger wording in relation to the demarcation issue.
Okay, thank you, ANC.
Chairperson, thanks very much. I think on this matter, really we need to push all the department so that we get the clarity as to in terms of the ownership, because these are two provinces. There's a rural province of Mpumalanga, which the resources is spent in the metro province in Gauteng. So we want to check as to how can we be able to differentiate between these two. The ownership goes back to, yes, the ownership is there, but the issue of the demarcation and the process, I think how can we be able to place it? The content advisor must advise us, but we still maintain that we need the clarity in terms of the ownership and the demarcation of this process. Thanks.
Yeah, so the dilemma is, it's the industrial park falls under Mpumalanga, but the industrial park is situated in Gauteng. Look, this is the first draft. I think let's, if the ANC is happy, we can accept the wording as it is there and then see how we can strengthen it. Can we agree, ANC?
Yes, Chair, I think we can agree because it's still a first draft. We still have to lift other proposals from other parties. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
Chair. Mr. Hammonds.
We will proceed, Chair, and we'll note the matters raised, Chair. The 25, the Committee noted the Mpumalanga Economic Growth Agency's proposed strategy to develop public-private partnerships to attract financial resources and technical know-how to revitalize and modernize the industrial park. Go down. The Committee was concerned by the impact of planned and unplanned maintenance at the Eskom Tuka power station and the operation of Mixcorp, one of the station's service providers. Eskom failures to address its ongoing infrastructure challenges has inadvertently impacted on the sustainability of this black youth-owned business, as it was only paid based on the coal it supplied to the Eskom determined by its coal consumption. This affected Mixcorp's ability to service its loan with the IDC and to retain its employees. The committee emphasized that there's a need for collaboration among departments and government entities to ensure effective implementation of intergovernmental policies to support the development of the industrial base, the decentralization and transformation of the economy. State-owned enterprises play an important role as drivers of the economy and enterprise development in this regard. The committee urged the DTRC and the DFIs, such as the IDC and the NEF, to offer non-financial support to black industrialists in navigating and resolving challenges emanating from the structural constraints in the economy. The committee also acknowledged the benefits that the regulations under the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy and the Mining Charter in relation to the safety equipment requirements for mines, which have created manufacturing and employment opportunities for the private sector. Further, Margot? The committee amended the addition of primary agriculture as one of the IDC's priority sectors in support of the Poultry Master Plan. Furthermore, the committee welcomed the partnerships being developed by the IDC with the private sector to leverage financing in support of primary agricultural sector and overcome barriers to market access for emerging farmers. The committee was of the view that this agricultural sector has the ability to significantly increase job opportunities. The committee welcomed the support offered by SPI for the technological developments, especially to small and medium enterprises. It noted that once a product being developed and the SPI are ready for the market, these can be leveraged to promote economic transformation in sectors. Chair, that is the last concluding remark. Chair, as you've indicated, this is the first draft. We have not received any recommendations, but I will assume based on some of the concluding remarks, parties will be able to be in a better position to formulate any recommendations they wish the committee to consider, Chair. So we've concluded the input on the concluding remarks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Committee Secretary. So when are we looking at the formal adoption of this report?
Chair, as I proposed that they are still not a lot of work, but in terms of just verification of information in the body of the report, and to give parties opportunity based on the concluding remarks to maybe formulate some recommendations that they may submit Friday, we propose that we can formally consider the report next Tuesday, Chair.
Thank you very much. So that concludes our deliberations for the day. Until we meet, we have agreed in discussions with the advocate and the committee secretary that we will not meet on Friday as previously agreed. We will give the department and the legal services, enough time to do some work on the remitted bills, and then we will therefore meet as a portfolio committee next week, Tuesday. Am I correct, Committee Secretary?
That's correct, Chair, to afford the department, the secretariat and the legal service to prepare the C&D bills for the remitted bills, which include both the copyright and the performance protection amendment bill, Chair, for consideration by the committee going forward.
Thank you very much. That concludes our business for the day and the meeting is adjourned. Have a very blessed day going forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Long live Chair. Recording.